Hello.
Hi, my name is Carlos. How are you doing today, sir?
Good. What do you need?
Yeah, we're interviewing voters in Ohio about important issues, and I assure you that we're not selling anything. So you want to help me out today?
Sure.
Okay, sir. So to make sure that we have a representative example, can you please tell me your age?
Who are you with? Are you with one of the parties, or what are you with?
With Norse.
North?
Yeah, Norse. Surveys.
Okay. Okay, no problem. That's fine.
Okay. So can you
Okay.
please tell me?
My age? What do you need? What age group?
Yes.
Or my exact age?
No, just a group.
45 to 55.
Okay. So we have between 18 and 25, between 30, 49, between 15 and 64.
50 to 64 then.
All right. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white Anglo, Hispanic or Latino, black, Asian or other. What do you consider yourself?
White.
All right. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
There was an election in Ohio on November 7th, 2023. Did you vote in that election?
Yes.
It's still a long way off, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place on November 2024. How likely will you say your vote to vote in the general election? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, somewhat unlikely, or not very unlikely at all?
Very likely.
All right. In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing in the United States? You can name one.
Trying to overthrow democracy.
Okay, so we say like foreign policy?
No. White nationalism.
White nationalism, like racism and race relations?
Yes.
Okay. And when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on election day, if you did before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election? When would you decide?
When did I decide that I was going to vote?
Yeah.
Oh, way before.
A few days before the election?
A month before.
Okay. Okay, so now in just a few words, if you had to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio? In your own words, sir.
To stop the Republicans from overthrowing the country.
To stop the Republicans from overthrowing the country?
Yeah.
All right.
Overthrow our democracy.
Our democracy, that's better?
Yep.
All right. So here's a summary of one of the issues of this year's ballot in Ohio. Please indicate how you voted on this issue. So issue number one, the summary is provide a state constitutional right that make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment, miscarriage care, continuing pregnancy, and allow the state to restrict abortion after fetal viability, except when necessary to protect the pregnant patient's life or health, and no voter polls amending the Ohio Constitution to provide a constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, okay?
Yes.
So based on that summary, how did you vote on that issue number one, yes or no?
I voted yes for reproductive rights.
And why did you vote for issue number one?
Because I don't hate women.
Okay. You have another issue?
Why did I vote on it also? Because I think women are smart enough to make their own decisions.
Okay. And strong enough to make their own decisions. All right. You have another thing?
Yeah, that's good.
All right. So you say you voted yes on issue number one on November 7th, election in Ohio. When exactly did you decide how you were going to vote on issue number one?
As soon as it was put on the ballot.
So will you say on election day, a few days before the election day, a few weeks before the election day, or months before the election day?
Months.
All right. I'm going to read some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election, okay?
Yep.
So you heard it on Spanish language TV ads, TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, okay, so English language online digital ads, and videos like YouTube?
No, I read the paper, read the news every day, so no really advertisements.
Okay, so you said phone calls or text from volunteers?
No, none of that.
All right. So when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Families or friends, healthcare medical professionals, faith religious leader clergy, women in general, women who experience an abortion, men in general, men who experience an abortion with their wife, partner, or girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, social media, or influencers?
Healthcare professionals.
Thank you, sir. And do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7th election in Ohio that specifically impacted how, if you voted in this election?
No, nothing I saw impacted how I voted.
Thank you, sir. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind how you will vote on this issue number one?
No.
All right. And will you explain to me why, sir?
I'm been pro-choice since I was like 8 years old, so I wasn't going to change my mind.
Okay. And did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote?
No.
All right. Can you explain to me why?
Because it's extremely important.
For
women to have equal rights and full rights, and also to make sure, because the Supreme Court lied during their nomination hearings and perjured themselves to take control of the Supreme Court illegally.
Assume who said who lied?
The Supreme Court nominees lied during their interviews. To get on the Supreme Court, they perjured themselves in front of the Senate to get on there and said they would uphold Roe versus Wade, and then they didn't.
Okay. Anything else?
That's it.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read a series of messages that were used both sides of the issue number one debate in Ohio. After I read each message, please let me know if you found that particular message to be convincing or unconvincing, okay?
Sure.
Okay, so first I just want to say, sir, that I really appreciate your time and your opinion does matter, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you.
So your daughter is young, vulnerable, online. You feel the worst, push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this, but activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendments to the Ohio Constitution, the state should not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex change, meaning you can be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Unconvincing?
Yeah.
All right, so you say not at all or not very?
Not at all.
All right. So government should never force the rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never. Especially when the victim of the rape is a child. but that's the law in Ohio. And that's why voting yes on number one is so important. Voting yes stops the ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
All right. Somewhat or very?
Very.
All right. So legal experts say issue number one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they were ultimately chosen not to have an abortion. This is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue number one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
All right, not at all or not very?
Not at all.
All right. And the next one is, when we face personal medication decisions, we depend on our doctors, our faith, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That is why voting yes on number one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban and ban with no exceptions for rape or incest. Issue number one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personnel of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
All right, somewhat or very?
Very.
All right. Both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial birth abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue number one passes in enough months, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue number one. Join them by voting no on issue number one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
All right, not very or at all?
Not at all.
All right. So which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortions and reproductive rights, Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
All right. So what is the most important political issue currently facing the United States that would likely determine how you vote in the 2024 elections? Will you say economic, low wages, inflation, crime?
No, none of the policies matter to me because I'll vote Democratic because of the Republicans tried to overthrow the government. So
which one you would say, sir, the most important issue or problem currently facing the United States?
People trying to end our democracy.
Okay, so will you say, let me see here. So you say socialism?
No. I would say, let's see.
Election security?
No.
Disinformation and propaganda?
Yeah, disinformation and propaganda.
All right. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues will you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the United States.
Protect democracy in the United States.
Would the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally and determine how you will vote in the November 2024 election?
Yes.
All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what if the November 2024 election for United States Senator in Ohio were being held today and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate or the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom will you vote or are you currently undecided?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown? So definitely,
yeah.
Or probably?
100%.
All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but what is the November 2024 election for president were being held today and the candidates were Joe Biden as a Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as the Republican Party nominee, a third-party candidate, or are you currently undecided?
Biden.
All right. And why, sir?
Because he supports democracy and won't try to make it a dictatorship. And he supports abortion, pro-choice, and letting separation of church and state.
Right. And what was the last part?
And he supports separation of church and state.
Of church and state?
Yes.
All right. Just a couple more questions and we're finished with the interview, okay?
Sure.
In what country were you born?
U.S.
All right. In what country were your parents and old grandparents born?
U.S.
U.S.?
Yep.
All right. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? The Democratic Party, the Democratic Party, the Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic Party.
Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, conservative, or very conservative?
Very liberal.
All right. What is your annual household income before taxes? Less than $25,000, between $25,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $75,000, between $75,000 and $100,000, or more than $100,000?
More than $100,000.
All right. And what is your gender?
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
What is your gender?
Gender, male.
All right. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, okay, sir?
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. I got another one. Huh? Let's get it.